great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. What a joy it is to be able to come and share with you in this devotion today. I trust that as I share with you from God's word, that your heart would be encouraged, especially for those of you who may be going through a little difficulty now. I trust that these devotions will encourage your heart. I want you to know that whatever you go through in life, that God is with you, and He provides something for each and every one of us 24 hours a day that I want to remind you of today, and that is His amazing grace. John Newton wrote the song, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Song," that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. He giveth more grace when the burden grows greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, He added His mercies. To multiplied trials, His multiplied peace. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power hath no boundary known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth again. What is it that God keep on giving? You know what it is. He keep on giving His grace. And today, I want to call your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to read from verse 1 to verse number 10. And I want to give these devotions now for the next morning, the theme, His amazing grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verse 1, the Bible says, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself, I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, unless I should be exalted above measure. Through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Here's a man not speaking about what happened to someone else, but sharing with us what happened to him. This man is none other than the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul
In this writing, he spoke of a man some 14 years before he wrote this letter to the Corinthians. He said he knew of this man who was taken up into heaven. He said whether in the body or out of the body, he cannot tell. But he was taken up into heaven. While he was there, he heard some things that cannot be uttered. He went ahead and said that he got to be careful not to find himself bragging. He said if he had to glory, he can glory. He said, but what he would glory in is his infirmity in the flesh. Now, I believe that there are times in the people of God, the children of God, like special children of God, that God using and will use. And sometimes God allows, permits, or even makes sure it's done himself, that there is something in the life of that individual or those individuals to keep them humble. I believe that this is true in this man's life, true in the life of the Apostle Paul. If there had ever been a man that lived a great Christian life, he will tell you that he had his problems also, but he was an outstanding Christian. He lived here on planet Earth. He suffered so much. He went through so much in his Christian life, but he did it all to glorify God. And this man was advancing in this Christian faith, doing well. And he said, lest he be exalted above measure, there was given to him a thorn in his flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet him. Let's look a little bit at this morning. Amazing grace. I say that God supplies sufficient grace for every one of us and for everything that we go through, not forgetting every time it is needed. God's grace is not something you store up until you need it. You and I get God's grace when we need it. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 8, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good. As believers, it takes the grace of God to take us through this life and into the other life. We need God's grace to live and his grace to die. This grace provided by God is always available and sufficient for everyday living. It is not just to get us through life, but it is to get us through every trial that we would have and get us through triumphantly. Let's look at one who speaks from experience. Of course, you know, it is none other than Paul himself. The first thing I want us to look at is that God's grace was enough in his suffering. Let me be quick to say that every born-again believer experiences trial and testings. Why? Why do we experience trials and testings? Number one, because it is part of the human parcel. Job chapter 5, verse 7 says, yet man that is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. Yes, trials, they are just part of the parcel of life. Why God allows trials? Because it is a common experience of the believer. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. My time is up for this morning. I'll get back next morning and pick up right where we stop today and bless your heart with his word. Lord, someone today is going through some trial. Lord, that someone needs you. Help that someone to realize that your grace is sufficient. Help them to realize, Lord, that you give us all that we need to take us through every day. Lord, we thank you for your grace. It is so amazing. Be with that one today in a special way. Encourage that heart. We love you, praise you, and thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God bless you. Partners, I want to thank you so much for partnering with us and sharing the gospel. I really believe that we can get these devotions, this gospel, in parts of the world that we ourselves will never go. May God bless you. Do have a great day in the Lord.